Beechaker. Now, of course, tonight does not end the fun on the WLW Sports Network. You'll want to join us for The Strong Side this Sunday at 7 p.m. Yours truly, Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen from the Herndon Daily Tribune, Paul V. Adams, and Mike Gallagher will discuss all the action from tonight's postseason action this Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
Oh, please tune in. We're back to 7 o'clock, our normal time on Sunday, and we'll have plenty of Round 1 playoff games to recap and even clue you in on what we expect in Round 2 and even where we'll be covering next weekend.
Tonight it's round number two between the Kingston Cardinals and Deckerville Eagles as you're listening to your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Doug Cole tonight from the shores of Lake Huron about, well, 5 miles in or so, right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
Never before in the history of F-150s have the rebates been this good. Hi, Dawn Foote here from Moore Motor Sales in Kiro. We have the best selection of F-150s and Super Duty trucks in three counties. If you currently have a Ford lease to turn in, you would qualify for up to $14,901 in discounts and rebates on select models. And ask one of our certified sales professionals to check for extra incentives and you may qualify for up to $3,000 more. See me, Dawn Foote, at Moore Motor Sales, just west of Kiro on M81. See you soon.
Hey, why are you holding your cell phone above your head, man? People are staring. Come on.
I'm trying to get enough signal to get this email to send out. I tried making a call, but that's impossible in this area.
Since when's it impossible? Let me see your phone. Oh, I see the problem here. You got one of those national carriers for your cell phone provider.
Well, duh. They say they have the best service.
Sure. Like, right here?
Well, not right here, but everywhere else.
No way, man. Not only does ThumbCell cover the thumb better than anyone else, but they got superior nationwide service, too. They got coverage like a baby on a bottle, like butter on bread, like tie-dye on a hippie, like bugs on a windshield, like fleas on a dog, like flies on... Well, you get it. ThumbCell has you covered everywhere.
Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the thumb.
For all the new high school game officials that sign up every year, only 1 in 3 will stick with it. A big reason they don't is because of lack of sportsmanship on the part of players, coaches, and parents. We're always on the brink of a real official shortage, so please treat our game officials with the respect they deserve for being out there, because we'd have no game otherwise, and no one to blame but you. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
It seems everywhere you look, you see another huge new steel grain bin on farms and at elevator sites. Many were built by DS Services of Cass City because they are the go-to source for all your grain handling and storage needs. In fact, if you're planning a project, you should contact DS Services now to book your project appointment early because 2019 slots are already being reserved. They handle the complete project from expert site design to a turnkey farm or commercial grain storage and handling system. DS Services thanks their money customers for their business and support. DS Services encourages all school athletics.
It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLW Sports, where we gather as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for breaking rights. Joining me today, via text from the Herndon Daily Tribune, the man who puts the P in postseason, Paul P. Adams, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen, via text as well from the Herndon Daily Tribune, Mr. In-Depth himself, Mr. Mike Gallagher, and our Director of Sports Information at the WLW Sports Network, Doug Cole. So, how it happens, through the end of the season, we keep score of our games predictions. When that time comes, we deem a Media Roundtable winner. Last week, Paul P. Adams was able to grab the top of the leaderboard once again and has a slim one-game lead entering the playoffs. Dave, how does that make you feel?
Bitter. Very bitter, to put in one word. But I know for a fact, though, Paul would have liked to have been here to hear the P in postseason. I think he'd have really liked that.
I have a feeling he's listening. And Doug, you're still looking for that first victory of the season.
Hell yeah. I mean, it's going to come. But, you know, I'm watching, you know, in a few weeks, you know, last game of the year, pressure will be on if I don't. Still don't have one.
Don't call it a comeback. All right. No. So how it works, each media representative will pick a winner and a final score for tonight's feature game at the Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week. Since Mike got the win last week, he will go last, which means Doug Cole, you're up first.
Paul got the win last week.
Oh, Paul got the win. Excuse me. That's what happens when I don't upgrade my script. Paul P. Adams will go last, which still leaves Doug Cole. You're in the one slot tonight.
Well, unfortunately, it seems like I always go first because I never win. But, well, I mean, I can never bet against Deckerville. I don't know much about Kingston. I know they got a great quarterback and they're having a great year. Even with Cruz, I borrow out. I just have to take Deckerville. I'm a big Deckerville guy, and I'm going to go with Deckerville 40, Kingston 28.
Doug Cole in the books with a Deckerville victory by 12 points, 40-28 in favor of the home team, the Deckerville Eagles. In the two slot, Dave Hansen trailing Paul P. Adams by one game.
It's time to make a move here. So I do like what you're saying, but keep in mind, Kingston has probably the most dynamic player on the field in Hunter James, looking to defend his Player of the Year award. But Deckerville does one thing better than most teams do, especially in eight-player football, and that's play defense. And I think the Bill Belichick theory of we need to take away one guy and make somebody else beat us will be in effect. Hunter James was limited last time around. The weather was terrible, so it's going to suit him throwing the ball a little better. But I will not bet against Deckerville either. I think this is a slugfest, a back-and-forth game. And I think Deckerville has the ball and scores last and wins this game 34-28 over the Kingston Cardinals.
A six-point victory in favor of Deckerville for Dave Hansen. Deckerville 34, Kingston 28, according to our in-game analyst, Dave Hansen. Which leaves Mike Gallagher. He texted in earlier today. He says, this time around, with the winds a bit calmer, according to Mike Gallagher, Kingston's passing game will be more dangerous, but not dangerous enough as the Deckerville running game, led by Derek Snyder. And he says that will be the key and will grind out the win for the Deckerville Eagles. He's Mike Gallagher of the Herndale Tribune is picking the Deckerville 38, Kingston 36, a two-point victory for Mike Gallagher. Which leaves last week's winner, Mr. Paul P. Adams himself. And this is what he sent me about an hour ago, and he says his pick for tonight. When these teams met in the regular season, the conditions played a factor against Kingston's passing game. It's like Mike Gallagher and Paul Adams work together. All right, the conditions helped the Cardinals tonight, but not enough to overcome home field advantage. According to Paul P. Adams, he's saying Deckerville 32, Kingston 24. Paul P. Adams in the books with an 8-point victory for Deckerville, which means I've got Kingston tonight. All right, so in the books, we have on the low side, we have Mike Gallagher with a Deckerville victory, 38-36. Then we have Dave Hansen with a 6-point victory, Deckerville 34-28. Paul P. Adams stuck in the middle with you, Steve Miller band there, 32-24. Paul P. Adams by 8 points, and Doug Cole taking the over, Deckerville 40, Kingston 12. Gentlemen, what do you think about that?
I'll be honest with you. I like your spot, Doug. I think with us all bundled up in the middle there, if it's a close game, you're in trouble. But if Deckerville does what I think they can do, you're in a good spot, so hopefully you can find win number one.
Well, the good news is, you know, Paul's locked in the middle, so so we'll prevent him from our win.
He's still got a good number, though. He's nailed him right on before. Part that he's good at that.
Yeah, okay, we're doing our best, though.
Oh, boy. All right, let's take a look at other area games going on in the region, and that begins with let's start in Division 7 football. We have the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers on the road tonight at 7-2. They're taking on the 8-1 New Lothrop Hornets. Their only loss of the season just last week to Traverse City St. Francis.
And Traverse City St. Francis is no joke. They are a very good team. Now, I do believe that the New Lothrop of teams we've seen before are beatable, and they are beatable by physical Greater Thumb Conference teams have their number. I just don't know if Lakers is playing good enough football right now. 50 yards of offense is all they could accumulate against the Harbor Beach team last week. This New Lothrop team supposedly is better than that. I will take New Lothrop in that game.
And on the other side of that district, we have Ken.